Hey, it's Henry here with episode 4 of Short Poppy Syndrome, and tonight I'm going to do something a little different. I thought I might do a review of 2005. Yeah, 2005 was a great year for me. A lot of good stuff happened. Yeah, but actually I was reading Time magazine the other day and it said that 2005 was the worst year ever, which, like, that's obviously hyperbole, but I just thought, well, why not review the year? So I'm just going to go from January to December and just talk about some of the good stuff that happened, and I think as I go I'm going to mention some of the major news stories that happened around the world in 2005, just because there were a lot of major events that did happen in 2005, and yeah, I just think it's kind of interesting to look back at them and see where we are now, just because, like, at the time I spent a lot of time thinking about some of the big stuff that happened, but 6 months later, 12 months later, it's kind of slipped to the back of your mind. So I'll start in January, and actually, in January, I started the year off with a bit of surgery. I had to get my wisdom teeth taken out because I had two impacted wisdom teeth, and the dentist said, best get them all out, so that's what I did. So I went in to get my four teeth taken out, and it was a piece of cake. Must have had really good drugs, I think, but I didn't feel a thing. The only problem was that for, like, the next 10 days or so, I had to eat soup and yogurt. Couldn't really eat solid food, but yeah, well, it wasn't that bad. Got a week off school, so sweet. Now in February, oh yes, in February I had to go on a little goose chase to Buffalo, New York. So this story is not that interesting, but the thing is I'm applying for Canadian citizenship, and yeah, something happened that they needed me to send in my passport so they could verify. There's something about the process. And I had to send my passport to Buffalo, but the problem was that I knew that I was flying to the States in March, so I couldn't really be without my passport. Yeah, sorry, this story is not that good. But anyway, to make a long story really, really short, so my mum and I, we drove to Buffalo. We got there at 11 a.m. and went up to the Canadian consulate, and they said, no, sorry, we're closed. Our hours are 8 to 10 in the morning. And, yeah, bear in mind that Buffalo is about a 4-hour drive from my place. So my mum said, no, there's no way that we're driving back home and then driving here again. So end up crashing in Buffalo for a night. And so we went back to the consulate the next morning at 8 and got my application sorted out. They saw my passport and they said, yep, on your way. So spent a night in Buffalo, which wasn't that bad. I've been back to Buffalo since then, and it's a pretty cool city. Very friendly. Buffalo, New York, it's just over the border from Niagara Falls. It's like 20 minutes from Niagara Falls. So if you're ever in the area, be sure to visit Buffalo. And in February, just to give you a bit of news that happened, the Kyoto Protocol was officially implemented, except without Australia and United States. They refused to sign the Kyoto Protocol, which basically commits countries to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, and for reasons known to themselves, Australia and United States opted not to sign the Kyoto Protocol, which was pretty disappointing. So March, as I said, I went to California. My dad, he flew from Brisbane to San Diego for a conference, so, and it happened to coincide with March break, so I flew down to meet him for a week, which was awesome. We pretty much just went to the beach, and we went to the zoo. There was a contemporary art museum. My dad's a bit of a contemporary art buff, so it was a great, yeah. It was my first time in California, so yeah, it really reminded me of Queensland, actually, back home. Right, yeah. Oh, also in March, and this happened while I was actually in San Diego, Terri Schiavo, she died. She was the woman that was, I think she was in a coma, or she was in basically in a vegetative state, and they, yeah, you guys will remember, they unplugged her life support, and she died. Yeah, that was a huge big deal, I remember at the time. And I remember thinking, like, this must happen every day. People are on life support, and their families have to decide about whether to can you continue with that life support or not? And I just remember thinking, like, why is this one woman in particular, why is her story more heart-wrenching? And yeah, probably because her husband and her parents disagreed. Unfortunately, yeah, it's pretty sad. In April, somebody else died, the Pope. And that was a pretty big deal to me, being a Catholic. I went and saw the Pope back in 2003 when he was in Toronto. Yeah, the thing is, like, I don't usually talk about religion just because it's something that's pretty personal. But I just, and you know, it wasn't a big surprise that the Pope died, obviously. Like, he was pretty sick and he was pretty old. But just when he died, there were a lot of people sort of making jokes about him and about Catholics in general. Yeah, and the other thing that was interesting to me about the whole process was, like, this is the first Pope I've ever known to have died. And, like, I was sort of familiar with the process of electing the new Pope, but it was really interesting to see it in play. Yeah, probably the less said about that, the better, I reckon. So, okay, that was in April. And in May, probably the biggest event of the year happened to me in May. My twin sisters were born, Chloe and Ashlyn. Yes, I have the two brothers, but now I have two sisters, and it's just great having babies around the house. Like, that, you know, they're not quite at that fun stage at the moment. They are sort of walking, very wobbly, and not quite talking, just that baby talk, sort of gurgling. But they do laugh, and they're just cute. Yeah, because the thing is, like, when you're 16, life can be a bit crappy sometimes, and, you know, you can take things a little bit too seriously. But then I'll come home, and, like, I might sing a little song to my sisters or something, and they'll just laugh their little heads off, and it's just, yeah, it makes life really good. Yeah, it's just awesome being a big brother. So, June, I don't have anything that happened in June, but in July, I went back to Australia. Yeah, I spent my summer vacation in Australia, the 3 months, with my dad and my stepmother, and that was great. While I was there, I actually went to school while I was there, because they have the reverse season, so school was on while I was there, so my dad enrolled me in school, and that was a very surreal experience for me. It was, yeah, kind of like being a, yeah, it almost felt like being like an exchange student, but it's your home. And everybody's very curious about Canada, and so I got lots of questions about Canada, and but then I'd say after 2 weeks, it was just like old times again. I was like being home again, and it was really great. So also in July, I went to New Zealand. I went to, my brother, he lives in New Zealand, so went to spend a week with him. And while we were there, we went down to the South Island, and we went snowboarding in Queenstown. Queenstown's kind of like Whistler, I guess. It's just like a ski resort town, and it's just an awesome place. I did a bungee jump while I was down there, which was pretty scary, off the Kawarau Bridge. 40 meter bungee jump, which is about 100 feet. Pretty horrible experience, to be honest. But I did it, and I went snowboarding at the Remarkables. Yeah, so that was really awesome. My brother, he's a phenomenal snowboarder. Like, well, he's just one of those guys that's just, like, a natural at all those sort of extreme sports. And, yes, me, on the other hand, I'm still pretty average. Like, when I came to Canada, I really got into it, and I definitely love it, but I just do it for fun, pretty much. Yeah, so, also in July, getting back to school, I actually met my girlfriend, Linda. She's a really cool chick, has a great personality. I met Linda, she's actually one of my mates, his little sister. My friend Tom, it's his sister. And what can I say about Linda? So we are still sort of going out, yeah, except she lives around the other side of the world, so we just chat on the phone a little bit, and MSN, and yeah, I really miss her, and I'm coming home soon, Linda. Yeah, she really is an amazing girl, and I just wish that we lived a bit closer together. So, also in July, Yes, this was really bad. This was the London bombings. Yeah, so on July the 7th, there were five bombs and they killed 52 civilians and injured over 700 people. And yeah, I remember being really shocked by this. And it happened, I think it was the day after, or I mean 2 days after they announced that London had won the rights to host the 2012 Olympics. And I think it was just before, or it was just after they had the Live 8 concert. Because remember, they had yeah, they had the G8 summit the same week, and yeah, it was just really horrible. So, August. August, I actually had another little trip. I went to Falls Creek in Victoria, Australia, where my uncle lives. My uncle and my two cousins, Matt and Josh. And again, we went snowboarding at Falls Creek. My uncle, he actually has a couple of chalets at Falls Creek. So we all stayed up there, and Falls Creek is a really great place. That if Queenstown is like Whistler, then Falls Creek is like Tremblant. Like you just the village is right next to the lifts, and you literally get up in the morning, strap your snowboard on, and hit the lifts. And also, while I was in Victoria, we also went down to Melbourne for a day and went and saw an AFL game, Aussie Rules. So I saw the Brisbane Lions, my team, versus North Melbourne, which is probably the team I hate more than any other team, North Melbourne, just because their supporters are wankers. It's a well-known fact. So yeah, I was going there to barrack the Lions. I was yelling out, "Queenslander!" Sorry about that. That was fun. Yeah, Melbourne is a great city. Next time I go home, I want to go to Sydney, but that's my plan. Righty, also in August, an Air France flight overshot the runway at Toronto Pearson Airport, burst into flames. That was on CNN. Pretty scary stuff, but I don't think anybody was killed in that. So, mental note, don't fly Air France. In September, at the start of September, I flew home to Toronto, Canada, via LA, with my dad, by the way. We flew back, spent a day in LA, and then I spent 4 days in New York City. Woohoo! New York City, probably my favorite city of all the cities. And so while I was in New York, I went to Ellis Island, Statue of Liberty, Times Square. My dad and I, we went and saw Spamalot, which is the Monty Python musical. Yes, this was actually my third time in New York, so I have, every time, there's just so much to do there, and I don't know, I think you could be in New York for a year and still have only seen, like, 10% of all there is to see. Yeah, actually, I wouldn't mind living in New York City. One day, we'll see. Also in September, and this was a huge news event, this was the Hurricane Katrina in Louisiana, or in the south. I don't really know what to say about Hurricane Katrina. But I remember at the time watching the news thinking, like, these people are mad. Why didn't they leave the town? Why didn't they leave? But I think later on it came out just how dire the situation is in the south of America, and yeah, just how it's not easy being poor in the United States. I mean, it's not easy being below the poverty line in Canada or in Australia, but my God, being below the poverty line in the United States is different altogether. So, in October, okay, I'm just gonna say this very quickly. I got my video iPod, and iTunes Australia was opened. Woohoo! But something very serious that happened in October was there were another set of bombings that went off in Bali, Indonesia, that killed 23 people, including 4 Australians. And including one of the Australians was actually a 16-year-old male. And this was really sad. It actually took place during the September school holidays, so there were a lot of Yeah, so there were a lot of like Australian families there with. Yeah, so the bombs they actually took place in some. I believe it was Al Qaeda who did claim responsibility for it, and they put these bombs at some cafes in Bali, Indonesia. By the way, Bali, if you're not aware, Bali is sort of like, I guess it's sort of like you'd compare it to Cuba or the Dominican Republic, or it's like a holiday resort, pretty much. Thailand, sort of. Yeah, I really do recommend that anybody who isn't really familiar with the Bali bombings that they do. I don't know if I can. I might put a link in or something to Wikipedia, because it's really something that people should know about. Yes, there were bombings in Bali back in 2002 as well, which killed 202 people, which was the biggest act of terrorism ever known in Indonesia. But the difference between the bombs in 2005, they were different kind of bomb that was used. It was actually they're called shrapnel bombs. So when they exploded, they actually sent bits of shrapnel and bits of metal flying and sharp. Just horrible. So there were a lot of injuries, such as, well, I'm sure you can use your imagination, but pretty horrible. Okay. So November. Okay, November was Thanksgiving. Well, American Thanksgiving, actually. So Canada celebrates Thanksgiving in October, but America, they have their Thanksgiving in November. And because I have cousins in Massachusetts, usually what we do is, like it's my mum's sister. We usually rotate. We celebrate. We've 1 year we'll celebrate Thanksgiving here in Canada, and the next year we'll go down to America and have Thanksgiving. And this year we went to Massachusetts to celebrate for Thanksgiving. So my cousins, they live on, excuse me, they live right on Cape Cod in a place called Falmouth. And Massachusetts is another awesome place. Actually, the people there, they really remind me of Australians, actually. Like, they're very sporty and very friendly. I think Boston is another city that I could live in. Yeah, I walk around Toronto wearing my Boston Red Sox cap, which is pretty cool. It really pisses off the Toronto Blue Jays fans, but so the big news event of November was Xbox 360 came out, which I haven't got yet. I don't know if I'm gonna get one. I'd love to, but I don't know. I'm not really a big computer game fan. I used to be, and I still do get on the PlayStation 2 occasionally with my brother. But yeah, I think if I did get an Xbox 360, I'd spend all my time playing on it. So probably best I leave it alone, I think. So December, and nothing really much happened to me in December. Oh yeah, in the news, there was a Australian guy called Van Nguyen, and he was a couple of years ago, a few years ago, pretty silly. He was smuggling drugs. I think it was heroin. He was smuggling, trying to smuggle heroin into Singapore, and he was caught, and he was sentenced to death, which is the mandatory sentence for smuggling heroin in Singapore. And in December, he was hung. He was killed. And that was a pretty big deal in Australia. Yeah, they don't have capital punishment in Australia, but. And I believe that Singapore is the only country in the world that does sentence people to death for drug trafficking, which is obviously very severe, and that is like the mandatory sentence. So if you're found guilty of smuggling heroin, you are executed. So that is my wrap-up of 2005. Sorry about some of those news events that I was discussing there. Pretty intense, I guess. And as you can tell, most of my highlights were about traveling. That is my passion. Traveling. I love going to different places. So hopefully 2006 will be another exciting year for me, with lots more traveling. Actually, I am traveling again in March. I'm going back to Australia for 3 weeks for my brother's wedding, which I'll talk more about later. So that's about all I have. Yeah, I thought I'd play a song. And actually, I thought I'd play the one song that I played more than any other in 2005. So I checked my iTunes to see which song has the highest play count from 2005. And that song was I Predict a Riot by the Kaiser Chiefs. So here it is.